escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And welcome in, everybody, as we kick off another week here, a manic Monday on Gwen and Chris, starting things off here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. I better finish up with the intro, because if I go too long, the show will be over. Welcome to it, Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is down in Miami as the Padres continue their 10-game road trip to start the second half of the season. And Tony is getting ready for another one tonight. Randy Vasquez will be on the hill for the Friars as they try to keep things going after, I mean, all I can term that, Tony, was a great weekend in Washington. I guess if you really want to be picky, you could be upset that they didn't get a sweep. But, hey, you win 2 out of 3. And the Dodgers and the Giants both get swept, so you move up in the standings. Not only that, you finally give Mike Schilt his wish yesterday. I believe it was a couple of weeks ago that Mike Schilt said, hey, why can't we win a game now and again 8-2? Well, they finally did. They won 8-1 and finally had a laugher, Tony, and that feels good after so many nail-biters all year long.
Yeah, I think the exact quote was, it's not against the law.
Yeah, right.
8-2 or something along
those
lines.
Yeah, right.
The Padres decided to take him up on the task. And, boy, oh, boy, how it is. I know if indeed Xander has been listening to a lot of the folks out there that have been dogging him, kicking him while he's in the ground, he has to feel pretty good right now that he is contributing in the way that he is. I mean, the Grand Slam really yesterday set the tone for the rest of the day. I mean, how often have they been in that spot outside of the month of April and they maybe have, you know, squeezed out a run, maybe two.
Yeah.
But to eat everything that was on the plate in that inning and get another one, I thought was exactly what the doctor ordered on that, and they were able to add another run in the second, two more in the third, and when you put up a five spot in the first, I mean, you don't have to keep adding the rest of the game. That's kind of the cool part about you know, getting that many runs that early, is that it takes the pressure on having to add, and then you had another great pitching performance by Pivetta. And going into that game, I know there's quite some folks out there feeling kind of dicey, like, oh, man, we can't lose this series. It's over if we do. Well, they put that to bed pretty quickly yesterday's ball game.
Yeah, I think I have another quick complaint now that I thought of it. If you're going to score 8 runs in the first 2 or 3 innings, do it when somebody other than Pivetta's on the mound. Pivetta doesn't need all that run support. I know Randy Vasquez is going to go out there tonight and say, where's my 5 runs in the first inning? And hopefully he'll get it. But, you know, baseball is such a strange game. I don't know how many times I brought it up, probably way too many. And I got a lot of tweets and people getting in touch with me over the weekend said, hey, Chris, there's your grand slam. And now there's your grand slams, as it turned out. It went on. They went, I mean, this is makes no sense. They went their first.
It's baseball. This is the perfect baseball analogy, right? What you're about to say.
Yeah, right. 100 plate appearances with the bases loaded this year. No grand slams. The last three appearances, two grand slams.
Right.
So, you know, that's just defies explanation. But, you know, look, here's the reason that I keep talking about it. Because when you get those things, you win. I mean, they win games for you. I got to believe teams that hit a grand slam probably win the game 90% of the time, maybe even more. So it was nice to see them.
Let's do an experiment. Scraby, when you have a chance. See what team has the most grand slams this year.
It's Arizona with 9.
So they got 9. Are they like a yard away from everybody else? Or
they have 9. I have it written down in another piece of paper.
I know you do. That's
here.
Why I kind of asked.
I know. They
I
got 9. I think somebody else has 7. I think it's Seattle.
Let me look up real
Cincinnati
quick.
Cincinnati and the Yankees have 6. I'm trying to remember. Here's the thing. You're right. Arizona's only .500 ball club this year, despite their 9 grand slams. But I bet you they're 9-0 in the games that they hit the grand slam. Or you know, at least 8-1. So, anyway, you're right. The grand slam isn't the end all. But it sure makes everybody feel better. And Manny Machado keeps it done. But let's go back to Xander because... You know, you and I have been on this for a month now, and yesterday's grand slam wasn't just a one-off for him. He's been doing this consistently for a while now, and I wonder if has he even said, has there been anything different, or has he just been able to stay the course and finally have things go his way?
I don't know that he's talked about it, but it's clear when you're watching it that whatever's allowing him to hit against the front side as opposed to being over his front side. You know, earlier this season he was rolling over those balls to the left side. It was like a automatic double play in a lot of cases. He's no longer on top of his front side or over his front side. When they show that side angle and you see him finish, he is hitting against a strong front side, and that allows him to get through the baseball as opposed to snap hooking that bad boy over the left field, over to the left side. And he's done that pretty consistently. It doesn't mean he's perfect every time, but yesterday he was. I mean, he hit 3 bullets. One of them, I think, got caught at one point, but he swung the bat. So, and to me, and I had been saying this and been looking like an idiot for a little bit prior to that, the evidence was there before. He was lining out a lot of hard outs. And you could, those are the type of signs you start to see. And then when he has swung like gangbusters the last month and some change, the evidence is now followed up with what I thought I was seeing, you know, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, as he was, you know, working his way to getting there more consistently.
Yeah. Well, his OPS has been over 1,000 for over a month now. So, I mean, there's really no reason to even go on, you know, the into the Twitterverse now and argue with the people that, you know, don't like Xander Bogaerts. If you don't, you're never going to. So, and there's nothing we can say that's going to change your mind, but I think he's changed the minds of a lot of people. And, you know, this has been a big deal. I mean, the Padres have gotten, I think, you know, I don't want to say a lucky break because they're just doing what they can do. But nobody saw the Dodgers losing 10 out of 12. And that's what they've done. 6 of those losses, by the way, are to the Brewers last weekend and this weekend. So, you know, all of a sudden now, you know, you're only 3.5 behind. I mean, that's crazy. But I don't think if you're the Padres, you can change anything. And you'd almost rather somebody not even tell you they're 3.5 behind. Just keep on playing the way they're playing.
I mean, I don't know that this changes for the Padres. It changes for their fan base. It doesn't change for the Padres because that's how they've approached it this whole time, is that we're just going to keep going out and playing baseball. You know what's funny is that I don't know that you ever envision any team that's in the kind of tier that the Padres, Dodgers are in, where you're like, they're never going to lose 10 out of 12. That seems crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every year there's always, unless a team just runs the gauntlet, like, you know, the Mariners did however many years back, there's always a stretch of baseball where a team doesn't play well. It just so happens that this stretch right now is coming at a time where the Padres are playing a little bit better than the Dodgers. It wasn't that long ago where it was the opposite way. The Padres started to kind of falter. The Dodgers started to kind of separate themselves. I think that's how they got to the 9.5, whatever, 8.5 game lead they have.
Yeah.
But this is part of the 162 course, you know. And so this is the Padres' break, and they've been able to kind of close the gap a little bit.
Yeah, not only are they only 3.5 back, but because of the weekend results, they are 2.5 games clear now in the wild card, ahead of both the Giants and the Reds. Have actually have the same record as the Giants, but you know, 2.5 games gave you a little leeway, which you didn't have there for a while. One more thing on the Padres and the Dodgers, and I'm gonna throw this out there: is it possible that the Padres clearly have the better player at shortstop right now than the Dodgers do? Padre fans would never believe this a month ago, but Xander is, we already talked about it, how good he's been. In the meantime, Mookie Betts happens to be in one of the biggest slumps of his life with the Dodgers. They've even moved him to the leadoff spot. They're going to, if they haven't already. They want to try to change things up, get him going. Another sign that baseball gives you things you never could expect, Tony.
I will say this, though. I think it's kind of funny that you struggle and they move you to the leadoff spot.
Yeah,
I mean, that just,
kind of
kind of speaks to the talent he has. You know what? You're struggling, man. We're going to move you to the top
right,
of the
right, right, yeah. But, I mean, he's going through a major, you know, tough time, and the Dodgers are going through a tough time. So
I know we got to get to our next little piece before we get out of here, but I just it was hard for me to watch him after that game talk about you. That is again, everybody got on Toddy, right, when he wasn't playing well. Did you see Mookie Betts yesterday after that game?
Mm-hmm.
That dude looked like he was, like, been going through it for quite a bit of time.
I know.
That just speaks to the point that when you are not playing well, Mookie Betts is one of the best players in this league. When you aren't playing well, man, this is a heavy load on your shoulders. Because you know why? They care. They want to play. So I just want people to look at Mookie Betts, who's, by all accounts, everybody thinks is a great guy. Remember that the next time a Padre goes through a little bit of a slump and they don't seem as joyous as they always are. This game is hard on you, man, especially when you care. And so if you're not, like, smiling and, like, wanting to be all uppity up because you're struggling, it's okay. That's kind of part of the program.
How much do we think is this the sickness that Mookie had earlier in the year? Do you think that's carrying over?
I think it is. I mean, when he was like when the season started, I mean, he's got some of his weight back, but he looked
he lost
sickly.
A ton of weight.
Yeah. So I can only imagine that that's had some level of
impact
effect on him.
Yeah.
Second thing, real quick, I was driving home from LA yesterday. I went up and saw the Rose Bowl and for no reason at all. But I was listening to AM 570 on the way home, and I don't know who does radio, who's the play-by-play guy for the radio. I'm not sure of his name.
On the radio?
Yeah.
It's Steven Nelson.
Okay.
Is play-by-play on the radio.
Okay, well,
usually
they were very upset with how the Dodgers have been playing lately. And the whole way home, they kept, like, complaining, and I was like, yes, yes.
Hey, I will say they go tough on them when they
are really playing. Andy Paz dropped a ball in center field yesterday. He goes, Andy Paz is going to have to apologize to every teammate in that clubhouse. He's like, if they want to do something, they need to play better. I was like, wow, this is the home broadcast.
Hey, I tell you what. My man Kirsch looked pretty pissed off too after that game. He did. That's the veteran Kirsch that was like, you know what? I think I should walk away before this gets out of hand. The younger Kirsch, whoever messed up would have already known about how they messed up for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, the misery loves company. Right now, the Padres are not in misery, but it is fun to see the Dodgers going through some. And just on top of that, Freddie Freeman hurt his wrist in that series. And, you know, we'll see about his availability right now. The Dodgers could be ready to take on another hit. All right, Padres, Marlins tonight. We'll see if they can keep it going. Before we let you go to work, Tony, and we get it ready to turn over to Sammy Leavitt, you send us the strangest Instagram post I think you've ever sent us today. We would normally put this near the end of the show, but this is the end of the show. So tell us where did you come up with this, and why did I have to look at something that scared the dickens out of me, basically.
Well, one of my favorite follows, Jordan the Stallion 8.
He's great.
His name is Jordan Howell is his real name. But he is he says a lot of the things that I feel in my head when I'm watching the Discovery Channel or something like that. He often posts video from – it's usually Australia where it's like anybody, what's the movie, the spider movie back in the day? Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how big those spiders were?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently, they have those size spiders in Australia. And, like, they'll be, like, hanging out on the wall somewhere. And he comments on it all the time, of basically, like, why would you ever want to be in a place where these animals were? One of the ones he recently posted was of a couple, I think, that was at an Airbnb in Costa Rica. And I don't know if you call this thing a roach, a dragon.
I think it was a small dog.
I was going to say a horse.
I don't know what it was. But it was just kicking it on the pillow. It looked like it was like time to go to bedtime. This thing was posted up on the pillow. And, of course, and what happens in the movies all the time is when they are, even when somebody's taking a picture, right, that thing will fly at the camera. So, of course, I jumped and dropped my phone. I had to send it to you guys.
You guys gotta
and the
see
only
this,
reason
man.
Why I sent it to you guys is because a gentleman by the name of Sid Meister 13 told me we better mention this on Gwen and Chris. Because all I put was in the caption was, hell nah, and I had the sprinter emoji guy running.
All right,
because
well,
that's
I
what I would have been doing.
I have it. So here is Jordan the Stallion 8.
Look how big that thing is.
Oh. That thing is massive.
I'm sorry. Come here. Back it up. You are so close right now. I'm on a road trip, and my friend was watching this and showed me it. I had to pull over just to collect my thoughts. People are asking, oh, my God, what type of bug is this? Come back around here. That's a dinosaur. That's a dinosaur. People are like, oh, where is this located? That's Jurassic Park, I'm certain, at this point. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. People are like, oh, how did the bug get into the building? That's the landlord. That's the owner of the building, I'm certain. Does that make sense? And here's the thing. With bugs, it doesn't matter what kind of bug it is. The bug will always fly in the direction that you do not want into, which is in fact towards you. Does that make sense? And the one thing I've learned from all this is this: I will not leave my house ever again at that point, because I don't think I've ever seen a bug of that size, nor do I ever want to.
No, it's enough to keep all of us away from Costa Rica for the rest of
for
time.
Real.
There's absolutely no question.
You need to go check him out, though, because he has so many videos and he's so funny.
He actually was at a Padre game last year, and I was like, yo. And so I DM'd him. And he responded back, and we were supposed to kind of get together, and it hadn't happened yet, but
man,
it's going to happen at some point.
That's Tony's, like, Tony gets starstruck by
Jordan. Good to see Tony find something out there
that
gets him fired up like that.
Should I try to get him on the show just for the heck of it?
That would be great. You should try to get him on the show.
I think you should try to get that roach on the show.
I know he's a big Padre fan, so yeah.
Get the roach on it. Hello, Mr. Roach.
Call the Roach's agency if you can get him to come in.
That roach probably has a voice and can't talk as big as it was.
That's the biggest roach in the history. All right,
great.
With that, Tony goes to work now in Miami in the heat
where
and humidity.
There are huge bugs.
They are, but Dave Marcus will protect him, and we'll come back and finish things up and get you ready for Sam Lovett's pregame show on Gwen and Chris, a short one today on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, It's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, quick note here. Grab your clubs. Your golf clubs tee off for a great cause. The 4th annual Salute to Heroes charity golf tournament coming up in a week, July 28th. It says Sunday, July 28th.
You know what?
And that's not right.
I got blamed
Monday,
for this
July
by,
21st.
I know. I got blamed for this by the listeners, but we have been told to read what we are given.
We're reading what we're given? Well, I can't read that because I know next Monday will be the 28th. So it's got to be this Sunday.
Give me the website, Chris. It's probably at the bottom.
Yeah, it's not here.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, it's either Sunday or Monday. At the stunning...
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
All right, so Monday, July 28th, a week from today, Loma Santa Fe Country Club. A day of golf, food, prizes, and camaraderie. All to honor our local heroes, support veterans programs. Register today at sandiegosocialleagues.org. I guess that's the website you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Next Monday, July 28th, Loma Santa Fe Country Club, the 4th annual Salute to Heroes charity golf tournament. Let's golf for those who gave it all. Celebrities include former Padre Greg Vaughn, Arabian Prince, Olden Polonese from the old NBA star, Zab Judah, six-time world champ. More to be announced next Monday. Had to do a little editing on the fly there, Scrabe.
Yep, I completely forgot to let the powers that be know that that was in there.
So. Randy Vasquez starts today. Reports say that Stephen Kolek will be called up to make the start tomorrow. The Padres currently have a TBA listed there for Game 2 in Miami. Yuri Perez, right-hander's having a really good season for the Marlins. You don't know a lot about him, but he's got a 3.18 ERA. He'll pitch against the suddenly potent Padres lineup tonight. They scored 8 runs in one game. We're like, you know, ready to throw a parade for them.
Well, it just is so rare this season.
Well, it's, I mean, it seems like the 21-0 game was the last time you could relax in the fifth inning.
That's true.
And, you know, yesterday.
That's not why.
They put it on the Nationals, and it was nice to enjoy one of those wins. 3.98 slugging percentage. For the team over the last 13 games, which is about 50 points higher than it had been over the previous month and a half. So hopefully they're coming alive offensively. And we know if they do come alive offensively, they're going to get where they want to go because their pitching continues to be, you know, right up there, the best in baseball. The bullpen is now again number 2 in team ERA, behind only the Giants in the bullpen category. Trade deadline, by the way, is only 10 days away. Where is all the scuttlebutt? I mean, everybody's making a bunch of guesses,
yeah,
but I'm not hearing anything too concrete yet.
Like, I don't think
we will. What are teams waiting for? Do we have to wait until, you know, the actual deadline?
Yeah.
August 1st?
That's interesting because you would think, I guess you're only 3 days out of the break. I
would think you'd start seeing a little movement already. You know,
yeah,
or at
because
least hearing
like,
about it.
Like the Diamondbacks, they were 47-50 coming out of the break. They won 3 over the weekend, so right. Now they're 50-50. Like, what do you do with them? Do you sell or do you
I don't know. They're 4.5 behind the Padres right now. They have a lot of teams to jump. I think whoever figures this out had the Diamondbacks as a 19% chance to make the playoffs right now, but they win 5 more in a row, that's going to go way up.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are talking about, well, you know, they should trade a Eugenio Suarez. I guess. I mean, his contract's up at the end of the season, right? But, I mean, you better get a lot for a guy that hits 2 home runs every game.
Seriously.
Seems like it.
It's crazy.
I mean, he's been, you know, absolutely on fire. Zach Gallen, to me, would be a really good trade target. You would think that for a month and a half, Zach Gallen could maybe get it together and pitch well for somebody down the stretch. Anyway.
I think Josh Naylor would be a great addition for a team.
Hmm.
Because his contract
Who'd
is up,
Who did he start his career with? I don't remember.
Oh, I believe it was the Padres.
I'm sure the Padre fans will remind you of that. Xander Bogaerts, though, keeps it rolling. Yesterday at the Grand Slam, giving him a 906 OPS over the last 30 games. So that's a pretty good sample size. He's been one of the best shortstops in all of baseball. And yes, let's celebrate at least what we can. I mean, after all, I mean, it was getting really, really difficult to defend him.
It was.
And we had to try to defend him. Here's the reason we had to try to defend. Well, the reason you think we had to defend him is because the Padres pay us.
Which is not true.
Right. That's not why. The reason we defended him is because he's going to be and still is the starting shortstop on the club going forward. Probably for the next 4 or 5 years at least.
Yeah.
So I figure we might as well root for the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's slumped. I know he was terrible. But right now he's not. So, well, let's enjoy this hot streak. He'll be in there again. Iglesias continues to kind of get that 10th spot or 9th spot. He's not DHing tonight. He's at second base. And Cronenworth will DH as Mike Schilt kind of moves those guys around a little bit. Jackson Merrill, by the way, who missed the game yesterday with illness, is back in today. So he's batting 6th in center field. Maldonado gets the catching slot tonight. And, hey, congrats. You know, lost in the shuffle yesterday. Elias Diaz hit his home run for the month of July. So he's now got...
I thought about you.
Yeah, well, he gets one a month. Maldonado gets one a month, and he still hasn't hit one yet in July.
Oh, so he's coming
he's
up this week.
He's still due. So that's probably why he's in the lineup tonight for Mike Schilt.
I want to bring up something from Friday, because you predicted that Dylan Cease was going to have 10 wins by the end of the season.
And that's why he's not going to get it, right?
I know. He's 3-9. But he had the decision in his hand. He had the win, and Jason Adam comes in, gives up a two-run bomb.
Homer. Yeah. No, Cease pitched. Hey, look, Cease pitched great, right? He had 10 strikeouts.
He was great.
He was buzzing right through. Now, the only thing that hurt him there was the 94 pitches.
Yeah.
Which is why he had in the sixth inning. To me, that's still a little early. I know we've got a whole season ahead, but I think if Cease is pitching like that, I'm not in a rush to get him out of there after 94 pitches, but you know, it all would have worked out, but, you know, Jason Adam gave up the rare two-run homer there.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, poor Chris.
That cost Cease a chance to get his fourth win. But, yeah, look, all's good for the Padres right now. I mean, this weekend could not have gone any better. Couldn't have gone any better for Scotty Scheffler, Tony's former partner out there. He wins his fourth major, his second this year, and he's almost too good for his own good right now, because he's making it flat out boring.
It is.
And he himself doesn't necessarily play the game with a lot of flair. Like when Tiger Woods was winning by 9 shots, 10 shots, you still were engrossed.
Yeah.
You still tuned in to see how incredible this guy was and to watch Tiger just destroy the game.
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler goes about it so methodically that you have to be, I think you have to be kind of a golf savant to really appreciate what he does out there. The rest of us don't really appreciate how consistently good he is. And yesterday he got ahead by 7 shots with like 10 holes to go, and then he just cruised in.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even go for a birdie the rest of the way.
No, just he didn't need to.
Didn't need to. Par.
And that's
par.
Another sign of a very veteran golfer is.
It's brilliant.
Let me just par my way in and I'll be fine.
If somebody would have taught that to Phil Mickelson 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know if he has that gear in him.
He
though.
Doesn't have it, but if somebody would have taught it to Phil, he'd have 3 or 4 more majors. You know, he used to, you know, Mickelson would get ahead by 5 shots on the last round and be swashbuckling around the course. You know, but Scottie Scheffler just took all the joy. Really,
there was a stat
out of the Open yesterday, and you know, good for him. He won it going away.
He did. And there was a stat that tells me how great he is that to the day, He tied Tiger Woods for the fastest from their first major to their fourth major. 1,196 to the day. And they asked him after, and Scotty's like, whatever.
Nah, he doesn't.
Like,
yeah.
Scotty. When he goes home at night and he's just sitting there, he's got to think, wow, that's pretty cool.
Like, I don't think so. I think he walks in the door, sits down, and gets his remote, the clicker, and goes, what do we got on the DVR?
Anything? Gets his pipe.
Yeah. What do we got on DVR?
Smoking jacket.
His wife goes, well, we got a Real Housewives of Miami. And he goes, yeah, that's good.
Let's watch it.
Yeah. Scotty seems like kind of a boring guy. And, you know, I can still appreciate, you know, a great athlete, and he certainly is one. But as far as golf is concerned, they could use somebody with a little more flair. At the top.
Yeah.
And they don't have it right now because he's going to be at the top, it looks like, for quite a while.
Yeah.
Because there seems to be a gap between him and the rest of the
field. He's not slowing down. And then when you think about how great, like, Tiger Woods won 15 majors.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler's won 4, and that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still got 11 to go to get up into Tiger territory, but I wouldn't put it past Scottie Scheffler. He looked very, very impressive over the weekend. Chris Paul, one of my favorite athletes, speaking of guys, he's reuniting with the Clippers. I don't know if you saw this. He'll be going back to the Clippers for his 21st and what he says final season. The WNBA had their All-Star game Saturday night. And they managed to, you know, get themselves embroiled in controversy again.
They can't get out of their own way, honestly.
A little bit, you know. You know how hard I'm rooting for the, you know, the WNBA.
Too. But just stop talking.
When you're going out there and everybody's wearing T-shirts that say, pay us what we're worth, A, I agree with you, but B, the league is apparently losing like $40 million a year. Until the WNBA can create more revenue, the players can't have more revenue. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
I want them to get the money. They deserve the money. But the revenue doesn't seem to indicate that they deserve that money.
I'm sure the owners are making money, though. Maybe the league is losing money, but the owners are making money.
Fair enough on that. I would, you know, if we had more time, we could get into that. But we don't. The show is already over.
What?
Sam Levitt's knocking on the door for the
he's
pregame
He's literally
show.
Staring at us right
oh,
now.
It's all he
always,
does.
Always, he always. Does and he shakes his head like he's in disgust of us for being on the air.
Pregame show, Sam Levitt's got it for you. Padres Marlins scraping our back to try it again tomorrow. See ya.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.